The gospel readings at Mass these days are from John chapter 6, where Jesus teaches that he is the bread of life, and he calls on his followers to eat this bread, which is his body and blood. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and this teaching of Jesus is the mystery of the Eucharist, which, even from the beginning, led some of his disciples to stop following him. This mystery is central to the Catholic faith, which teaches us that the bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, wrote about this in a letter to a priest of the Congregation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in 1978. Here's what she wrote. No greater love even God could giveth than in giving himself as bread of life, to be broken, to be eaten, so that you and I live. And he seemed yet not satisfied, for he too was hungry for love. So he made himself the hungry one, the thirsty one, the naked one, the homeless one, and kept calling, I was hungry, naked, homeless. You did it to me. The bread of life and the hungry one, but one love, only Jesus. His humility is so wonderful. I can understand his majesty, his greatness, because he is God. But his humility is beyond my understanding, because he makes himself bread of life, so that even a child as small as I can eat him and live. Some days back, when giving communion to our sisters, suddenly I realized I was holding God between my two fingers. The greatness of the humility of God. Really, no greater love than the love of Christ.